Hello, thank you for
calling. Hello?
May I help you?
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you have my pillow there?
No. What are you talking about? Are you...
My pillow?
Say that again? No.
My pillow?
We only have sleep number pillows.
Are you sure? I'm not talking about the brand. I brought my, me and my wife came, I think, I don't know if you were the guy there, but we came there to try out some beds.
Who do you want to talk to?
And I brought my pillow and I left it at the store.
Because
we were trying
See,
the bed.
There's a pillow that's called My Pillow. So when you're asking me if I have my pillow, I'm thinking you're asking me if I have that pillow that people purchase, but you're asking me for your actually own pillow. Do you know who helped you out?
I left my pillow. Yeah, my pillow.
I understand. Do you know who helped you out so I can talk to the guys?
Is there a guy named... what was his name? So it was like Velvet or something?
Velvet? No. Hang on
something
a second.
Like
okay,
that.
What's your name?
Velvet?
What's your name, sir?
My name's Tan.
Tan. Hold on a second, Tan. Thank you. Yeah, you may be calling the wrong number, sir. Yeah, hello?
No.
You may be... Who are you trying to call?
I'm calling your store. Me and my wife, we wanted to get the number bed, and we tried it out, and we brought our pillows. She grabs her pillow, but she left mine there. And just between you and me, it was probably on purpose because I asked her to grab my pillow. And she said she would, but she's passive-aggressive like that, so... She probably tucked it under another pillow that's on one of your beds or whatever. It's got a brown case.
And you have no idea who was helping you out?
Vale?
No. It's either Tony or Ed. That's it.
And there's...
Did you come to sleep number?
We came to sleep number and we brought our pillows and my wife...
It wasn't sitting sleep?
No, it was the sleep number, and I remember my wife was like a 70, and I was like a 54. And
yeah,
that's
but I'm
male,
not sure.
Vancey.
Right, right.
Vancey, is there a man? Oh, is there a guy named Diane?
No, sir.
There was a gentleman named Diane who checked us in, and he took our
code. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, okay?
Hurry up.
Thank you for holding. Hello. Yes, sir. We don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest with you. There's no pillow here.
You don't
and
have
you're calling sleep number. You may have gone
that's
to another location.
Right. And the, okay. Well, there is Diane there then? Because then I'll just speak
there's
to him.
There's nobody that works here.
Because
sir,
he gave me his
only
card.
Two people. Sir,
but he gave me his card. He's got
that...
a picture. He has a business card.
We don't
card.
Have pictures on our card, sir.
Diane does. He had a picture of
then that means you're not calling
car.
Sleep number.
We were not there because I'm a 60. Yeah. My wife was a 54. I was a 72 sleep number size. Because
there's nobody
Diane
here with the name
on
of
the back
Diane.
Of his business card.
You may have gone to a different location.
Diane Sanchez?
But there's no pillow here, sir. I'm sorry. Can I help
tall
you out?
Gentleman. He's got one arm, and he's got the business
no.
card with him
sorry,
in his
sir.
Car, and it says, this is Diane Sanchez. And he wrote on the back of the card, I have it right here. It says, your sleep number is 72. Your wife's sleep number is 54.
You went to a different location, sir. You may want to find out what location you went to because this is not the location. There's nobody here by the name of Diane. Nobody.
There's not a gentleman named Diane there.
Nope. And there's nobody here with only one arm either.
Now, just to be upfront, just so I don't waste my whole Saturday on this wild goose chase, do you think maybe somebody
like I said,
took my pillow? Because it's
like
a good
said,
pillow.
There's Ed and Tony right here. That's it. Did Ed
okay,
help you out or did
can
Tony
you
help
check,
you out?
Do they have lockers? Do they have like a locker area where maybe
no,
they
sir.
Stole my
no,
pillow
I'm
and
sorry.
Put it in there?
No, they don't. No, we don't.
Tony, because I grew up with a guy named Tony and he used to steal.
Sir,
to
I'm going
to
get your phone
and
number and I'm going to call you back
Italian
if I do something, okay?
And Italians are all thieves.
Sir.
Trust me on this one.
Sir, can I get
is
your
Tony
phone number?
Italian? Is Tony
Hold on a
Italian?
Second, okay? No.
Is Tony Italian?
But let me, I'm going to have you speak to the manager, okay?
Okay.
Hang on for me, please.
Hurry up.
Thank you for holding. This is Ed. How can I help you?
Ed, yes. Is Tony, is he an Italian gentleman?
No.
He's not.
No, he's
can
not.
You check
no,
his can you check his backpack or his locker? Because I believe Tony stole my pillow. My wife and I came into the store to try out a bed. We brought our own pillows, and I left mine there. And the gentleman I was just speaking to, Diane, what is his name, Diane?
No, sir.
He told me that he said that Tony's an Italian. He said Tony's Italian, and Italians generally are thieves. And I left my pillow. I know I left it there.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't be. I'm sorry you're calling the wrong store or something. We don't have anybody under Diane, and you cannot be accusing someone from my store as a thief.
Well, just
a thief.
I would check Tony's pockets when he leaves tonight.
So,
I guarantee you.
We are done with this conversation.
I guarantee you Tony's stealing from that store. I've never met a Tony who doesn't steal.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hang up.
Little children cry. Oh my, they're all human try. Maggot.